All of a sudden, she's got a smile on her face from ear to ear. That's right. She wore the right sweatshirt for this song today. You happy, Eb?
Oh, I am happy. You can't not smile to this song. It just gives all the right feelings.
You know, being a UND family, I can tell you this. I was AC/DC before they took over this song, you know, but when I hear this song now, I think of NDSU.
The Fargo Dome. Lights go out.
That's right. Yep. I think of NDSU. And when you're sitting there in the Fargo Dome when this hits, it's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you. Even when you're the one in stripes, it's about to get booed. The boss is with us, Matt Larson. He's the director of athletics at North Dakota State University. Matt, good to have you back on News and Views.
Hey, Joel, it's always good to be on with you. Appreciate your time.
Big weekend. I realize you've had the upper hand in this NDSU-UND rivalry, but it's still going to get played. I mean, this is one of those things on the schedule that everybody looks to.
It is, and I always say these types of games are what's great about college athletics. You know, college athletics was built on rivalries, and, you know, as much as you look across the national landscape now and, you know, you have regional rivalries who are no longer playing each other. You know, the fact that we still do it here in the upper Midwest is pretty cool. And I know our fan bases enjoy it. I know the state of North Dakota enjoys it. So it should be fun.
You know, earlier today, we were visiting with John Glover about the attention this gets. And I know homecoming's behind you now. I get that. That's another great, great opportunity. And you're playing this one on the road. But when the alumni see this game, you know, I know a lot of people that are good money-giving alumni to North Dakota State University that they see this game, it's a chance to reconnect, no matter whether it's on the road or whether it's in Fargo. And this is a pride moment. This can be a money-making moment.
Well, it definitely is. And I think definitely our alums have much greater affinity or paying closer attention to this game than, you know, probably our current students. You know, I think back, and, you know, I didn't get to witness the bitter rivalry before I got here, but you talk to alums, you talk to former players, and, you know, this was the game that was always circled on the schedule each year and that all fan bases looked to. And no matter how your season went, this game, whether you were winless going to this game or undefeated, this one always was really important. And so absolutely it resonates with our alums. They're still to this day very passionate about it. And again, that's what's great about college athletics and the way it can bring fan bases together, the way it can bring alumni networks together. And so all positive stuff.
So describe to people, because you just said fan bases that, but I think at times, and I attend professional football games, but I will argue this, that college football games are more fun. And tell people why. For those that haven't said, you know what, I'm going to go tailgating out at the Fargo Dome or at the Laris or whatever, tell people why it's so much more fun.
Because to me, it represents a community in a lot of different ways. And so there's different elements of our fan base. You have your alums that we just talked about that attended the institution for 4 or 5 years and probably, you hope, spent 4 to 5 of the best years of their life there. And so it's a place that they care about, that they're passionate about, that means a lot to them. And then if you look at, you know, in our case, you look at the Fargo-Moorhead community and what NDSU has meant to this community for decades and decades and decades. And so for me, it always just means a little bit more at the college level. And I also think a lot has to do, and hopefully this doesn't change forever, but I think a lot has to do with it. It's amateur sports. You know, these are young men who are out there playing a sport that they love. You know, a lot of them aren't going to go on and be paid down the road for this as a career. And so it just, I think that element of amateurism, I think the element of what it means for a community just makes it a little more special for the fans that come to these games versus your professional games.
The other thing that I think is so important is you, your program, the people that work around you, you go out of your way to be accessible, and the players themselves, you know, there isn't this aloof, hey, you're lucky that we're in the room kind of an attitude. You know, it's genuinely about caring. And I like that about you, Matt. I do. I that's meant to be a compliment. It really is.
Well, no, and I appreciate it. It's something that we take really seriously. I mean, when we look at what we're able to accomplish at NDSU, whether it's facilities, whether it's resources, we're not able to do any of that stuff without our fan base, without the community that supports us so well. So our student athletes understand that. They understand a lot of the opportunities they have are because of the people in the community that support us so well, that buy tickets, that donate to team makers, that come to games. And so we say all the time, our community, we have an obligation to give back to a community that gives a ton to us. And I think our student athletes embrace it. Our coaches embrace it. Our administration, obviously. And it's an unbelievable community. And so I'm proud of our student athletes that they do it. We don't tell them to do it. They do it on their own because they see the value. They see the investment by the community. And again, they feel responsible to make sure they're giving back as well.
So where is college athletics at the FCS level 5 years, 10 years from now?
We might have to come back in 5 or 10 years to this conversation and see how close that is. That's a great question. College football right now is running college athletics in so many different ways. So FCS football will always have a place in my mind. It's just going to be who are the people in FCS? Is there a level above FCS between FCS and FBS? I think those are all the things that we're probably going to be figured out over the course of the next 5 years. So, football again is the number one sport in America. It's driving college athletics, so it'll always have a home. It may look very different 5 years from now, and that may be okay. That may be perfectly okay.
Yeah, right. I mean, it evolves. It's evolved. I mean, how many years have you been in Fargo now, Matt?
I just started my 10th year yesterday.
Think about that. 10 years.
Yeah.
The national championships that have come with it, the evolution of athletes being able to transfer and that still staying strong throughout all that. And to me, the thing that has to be the hardest on you has to be the fact that when people think of Bison Athletics, oftentimes they just think of football. And the truth of the matter is the program's solid up and down.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's one of the things I think we pride ourselves in is, philosophically at NDSU, it's always been about we're going to support all of our programs to compete for championships. And majority of them do year in and year out. We've had programs that have had unbelievable success and have turned out Olympians, have turned out national champions, have turned out All-Americans. And so we're equally proud of all the programs here. And I think the local fan base certainly gets it. They understand it. They see it. They come out. They support. But you're right. Nationally, sometimes I think people think NDSU is a football school. But when you come here and you see that, hey, you know what? We're pretty darn good in track. We're pretty good in basketball. We're pretty good in softball. We're pretty good in wrestling. And, you go down the list. I think that speaks volumes again to the community. We're able to do that because our community supports us and we're able to invest back into those programs.
Yeah, I've seen it. I mean, I've seen Coach Richmond around communities, always promoting, always supporting. You got a good one. I mean, you got more examples of good ones than that. But Matt, what happens tomorrow? You got any predictions for me?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be a good college football game. I don't get much into predictions, and there's plenty of other folks that can do that. I think our guys are going to play hard. I do. I know we have a lot of North Dakota kids on our roster. That their families have grown up around this game and they understand the importance of it. And even for our guys who aren't, being the leader in the state's really important. And so I know our guys are going to play hard. We're going to be prepared. And I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. So I'm looking forward to getting up there tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, you do have a lot of athletes, over 20 athletes from North Dakota on your roster. NDSU has 21, UND has 19. So there's a lot of families that are, when you have that many athletes from here, you have 40 athletes from the state of North Dakota, it's going to get people's attention. Because the state's so small anyway. Everyone knows somebody on one of these teams. They do. And that's half mm-hmm. the excitement of it, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. As a state that doesn't have professional sports, our two universities are looked at differently than probably schools in other states. To me, that's one of the things that makes our places really special.
Yeah. You know what? You do a good job. Keep doing it. And I really appreciate the access. Thanks for coming on.
You got it, Joel. Take care.
You bet. Matt Larson, ladies and gentlemen, athletic director at North Dakota State University.